hate telling people they're wrong. Well, that may not be entirely true. In the past especially, there have been times when I've loved it. But the more time goes by, I find that the only opportunity I have to tell people they're wrong comes up when they're expressing their grammar peeves to me. Like the readers of my column who email me to tell me how much it bothers them to see so many people ending sentences with prepositions. Then I have to deliver the bad news. There's no rule against ending a sentence with a preposition, and there never was. That's a tough pill to swallow for someone who was probably taught that in school and spent decades believing it. Suddenly, I'm the bad guy, and that's not a role I enjoy. So imagine how I felt when I found myself in a similar situation while sitting face to face with NPR radio personality Madeline Brand, recording a grammar segment for her show Day to Day a few years ago. We were in the middle of the interview when she mentioned that it bothers her when people use nouns as verbs. Now, this wasn't something that comes up a lot in my world, so I guessed at what she meant. "You mean like, beer me?" I asked. Actually, she said, she was referring to the word impact, as in when people say that something impacts something else. The production delays will impact profits. The car accident will impact traffic. In both those sentences, impact is being used as a verb. Compare those two. The production delays will have a negative impact, and the car accident is having an impact. In those cases, impact is being used as a noun. If you've been taught that impact is exclusively a noun, I can see why you might cringe when you hear it used as a verb. But on this one, you'd end up cringing a lot. Many, many people use impact as a verb. And if you know anything about grammar or lexicography, you know that's a big clue as to whether or not it's correct. The people who get the final say on whether a word can be used as a verb are the people who use it, you and me. When enough of us use impact as a verb, lexicographers take notice and document our decision, if you will, in dictionaries. That's when our rulings become official. So if you want to know whether a word is a verb, a noun, or any other part of speech, all you have to do is look it up. American Heritage Dictionary lists impact as a noun first and a verb second. Webster's New World College Dictionary lists it as a verb first and a noun second. And Merriam-Webster's does too. In other words, all three agree that impact can be a verb. A fact that I didn't have the chance to look up during the radio interview, but I suspected that was the case nonetheless. So that's what I said, that impact is probably fine as a verb. And it turns out I was right. Sorry, Madeline.